Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I am your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today we're going to be enjoying a guided meditation on the Big Bang and the One Consciousness. This is a bit of a thought experiment, and we're going to do it in the form of a meditation. It supports the Stage 9 thought experiment called the Big Bang and the One Consciousness. This is a fun thought experiment with some very profound ideas. We present it here in the form of a contemplative meditation. So let's get to it. Take a moment to get comfortable. You can sit or stand or lay down. It doesn't matter. You can close your eyes or keep them open. Do what works for you. Take a slow, deep breath and let it out like a sigh of relief. Be at peace. You are here now. Take another slow, deep breath, and this time send it out slowly, consciously, with purpose, all the way. Be at peace. You are here now. Pause and repeat these breaths until you feel relaxed and at peace. We begin with tiny things. Imagine yourself in a physics lab. Experiments have shown that both photons, massless, and electrons, massed, behave like waves until measured or observed, and only then collapse into a particle. And that this physical existence as a particle is temporary, lasting only as long as observed. This observation is defined as, and has been shown to be, the concept being generated in the mind of a sentient human being. The intent to see a wave gives us a wave. The intent to see a particle results in a particle. Yet other experiments on electrons in energy wells show that all matter is energy, existing everywhere all the time. According to a probability density function, is all the time and everywhere until our observation collapses its wave function, forcing it to choose a location in which to exist in physical form right now. Sentient consciousness creates everything. Nothing exists until a sentient consciousness conceives of it. Everything exists as energy until a sentient consciousness manifests it, collapses the wave functions into what we call matter. So here is the really interesting question. How and when did the first sentient consciousness come into existence? The first sentient consciousness could not have come into physical existence without first existing as energy. Let's approach this logically. Either there was a time post Big Bang when no sentient consciousness existed, or a sentient consciousness always existed since the Big Bang and possibly before. Let's start with the first case. Suppose that there was a time after the Big Bang when the universe had no sentient consciousness in energy form or otherwise. During this time, no waveforms would collapse from observation, and thus everything would exist as energy everywhere, all the time, and physical objects would not come into existence. It would be a universe of 100% energy only, with no consciousness. There would be nothing to manifest the manifester or create the creator, and a sentient consciousness itself would never come into existence, much less planets, stars, and people. Therefore, it cannot be true that at the Big Bang there was not a sentient consciousness, but that later there was. Thus, a sentient consciousness always existed, at least since the Big Bang and maybe before. What if the Big Bang was the birth of a sentient consciousness? What if, in the field of potential existence, consciousness springs into being? Each a universe birthed by a Big Bang. This consciousness is consumed in creative play, in a space of energy within itself, creating more and more complicated things, particles, forces, stars, planets, plants, creatures. Every religion in the world has a deity. This deity existed, they say, since the beginning and created everything. But what was there to create with? There was only the deity. Everything was therefore made from that deity, by that deity. This is the one consciousness. And so we trace existence all the way back. We see that we, people, places, stars, are all extensions of the one consciousness, made by the one consciousness, from the material of the one consciousness. This original sentient consciousness is within us. And we are all part of the same whole that manifested us. And we can also, in turn, manifest new things. We humans are part of the larger consciousness. We are physical manifestations of the original consciousness. And we are embedded with that consciousness. And as such, can and desire to create and play and manifest. We are everything, everywhere, through all time. If there is a universal creator, we are part of it, and it is in us and around us. We are the part and the whole of it. Sit with this. When you are ready, bring your awareness back to your surroundings. Notice how you feel. Return to this meditation anytime you like for a little fun melding physics, consciousness, and religion. Thank you for enjoying this meditation with me today. You can follow the link in the show notes and let me know what's going on in your world and how I can help. what you're experiencing. And as always, I'll be wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.